Catherine Aitken. I'm a designer. My background's in textiles, but kind of now I work more with product and I use a variety of materials. Right now we're at Understory, which is an exhibition in Brompton Design District. Myself and two other designers are showing here together at 1A Cromwell Place. On show I have some side tables and hexagon mirrors. It's part of a collection exploring pattern making, but in three dimensions. So often I start with two-dimensional pattern and then it becomes something three-dimensional. So here I've taken a length of ash dowel and a length of steel and sort of chopped them down and reconfigured them, made them into a sort of new product that's somehow kind of more than the sum of its original parts. So I was looking to create something quite sort of airy and light. This was work I developed in Cove Park, which is in Scotland. It's a residency program there. So it's quite a rural location. So I think when I was there, I really had this feeling that I wanted to make something light that was in keeping with the landscape. The second designer showing is Pia Wissenberg, a London-based designer as well. She's showing here. She's showing a couple of different products. So she's showing a lighting project. They're paper lights. She developed these during a residency in India this summer. What appears to be a kind of paper mache technique is actually not. There's no glue involved. It's just paper pulp and water. When the handmade papers are being made, she introduced a kind of mould and formed these papers, applying dye at the same time. The resulting structure is very kind of fragile, and she has hung these here in clusters. And then she's also showing her processed paper sort of cabinets. And these are developments of work she's been doing for a while. And lastly, there's Eva's work. Eva Maltkart is based in Amsterdam. And she is a textile designer. She also makes interior products, but always working with textiles. She's really interested in sort of tactility. And here she's showing On Tension, which is a room dividing system, a means to kind of create spaces as well. Here she's got taut lengths of cotton elastic, which she's naturally dyed, and then stretched over this aluminium frame. She was wanting to encourage the user to interact and touch and play with the elastics. So the three of us have done a couple of projects together now. We showed at Dutch Design Week in Eindhoven last year. And Eva and I have also done two-person shows before. I think the thing that kind of brings us together is really this kind of quite hands-on approach to materials. I think we all start with quite basic materials and really try to get the most of those materials, but not with kind of complicated techniques, but just kind of really working those materials with the hand, I guess.